Welcome to the Lady Mondegreen Comedy Podcast Sampler. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this slice of locally grown, 100% organic, ChatGPT-free stand-up comedy. Please be aware that there are only 2 episodes available on this podcast, because this is not the real podcast. It's just a sampler. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, then please consider listening to the actual podcast, which is a private, subscription-based podcast. Please go to LadyMondegreen.us for details on how to subscribe. Thank you. And usually not super favorable comparisons, like no one ever says, oh, you remind me of Dwayne The Rock Johnson or something like that. It's always something more like, you remind me of a mannish, though less muscular, hairy-faced Sinead O'Connor. I forgot where I am in the song, I think.
All you highlands and you lowlands, oh, where have you been? They slay the Earl of Moray and Lady Mondegreen.
But honestly, I haven't always been the best parent. Like, this one time I brought home half of a dog. I don't know why everyone was sobbing hysterically. I thought the taxidermist did a terrific job. But I guess that they preferred having the entire dog. But you know what? I guessed wrong, because when I had the taxidermist prepare the other half of the dog, they were still just beside themselves. Some people are very, very difficult to please. That was the lesson I took away from that episode. I'm not gonna give you a blow-by-blow account of his life. That's what the timelines in your programs are for. But those of you studying it carefully may have observed that the child I had with my second wife was born 6 months after I separated from my first wife. And, well, now that I can speak with complete impunity on this subject, there's a few things I'd like to get off my chest. The first is that I do not regret making love to that woman, and I couldn't be prouder of the son we have together. So those of you inclined to pass judgment can suck it. I know some of you are inclined to pass judgment, and here's what I'd like to say. If before you start throwing stones at me, Old Testament style, I'd like to remind you that I am already dead. Please do not kill me again. But finally, when I met my second wife, she had full custody of her youngest child, and I adopted him after we got married. And so, no, I am not burning in hell for cheating on my first wife. Which is unfortunate, because I think it would have made the documentary a lot more interesting, but no, but let's be honest. I am probably burning in hell for so many other reasons. Not the least of which is that, like, I had really good intentions, like, I wanted to make the world a better place, to affect positive change, but in the end, I wasted so much time. Like, you wouldn't believe, like, for example, how much time I squandered practicing and writing and performing my silly little jokes in front of captive audiences of people pretty much just exactly like you guys, who mostly just were waiting patiently for the next performer to get on stage. So before somebody rips this microphone out of my dead cold hands, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we beseech thee tonight on behalf of our dearly departed brother, Philip, and we beg for mercy on his soul because, well, you knew him, and anyone else who knew him knows that he was not the sort of guy who ever begged to differ. He just did. And he could argue with anybody about anything, and I'm pretty sure he's up there giving you a hard time already. So I think we all know that if you are an impatient, vengeful, and angry God, that he is pretty much totally fucked. And while it is true that he was basically, kind of, sort of, technically an atheist his entire adult life, I would just like to remind you that he wasn't a very good one. Like his heart just wasn't in it, you know. Like I mean, he was basically a lapsed atheist. He wanted to have mystical experiences and touch the divine just as much as the next guy. So I think it was really shitty of you to send that murderous and suicidal bee to take his life prematurely before he had a chance to try some psilocybin. Anyways, we want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Times Collective and for Audrey Grace for organizing this wonderful show, and for hosting this, and Heaven for your wonderful bartending and all the wonderful alcohol that's been served this evening. May it strengthen our bodies and our bodies to thy service. Amen.
Have slain the Earl of Moray and Lady Mondegreena.
Hey, thank you for listening to the Lady Mondegreen Comedy Podcast. Please support the podcast by sharing it with a friend. You can contact me at linktree.com/philipogren or by visiting LadyMondegreen.us. This episode of the podcast was produced by Philip Ogren. The intro music was composed and performed by the Tribonacci Trio using misheard lyrics taken from the Bonnie Earl of Murray, a traditional Scottish ballad. The outro music, if you can call it that, was performed by Philip Ogren, and I only mention that so that you won't mistakenly credit the Tribonacci Trio, who had nothing to do with it. Original stand-up comedy was written and performed by Philip Ogren in front of a live audience at the Times Collaborative in Longmont, Colorado on October 12, 2023, as part of Longmont Out Loud's Open Stage series. Please check out longmontoutloud.com for current and future comedy shows in and around Longmont.